الذين اصطفى. We are coming to the end of the year, and there are various aspects that we should consider whenever coming to the end of anything. But before that, one important thing which we did mention before, and mention it again, is that stay in the madrasa and see the system of the asatiza, how they, everything of this, look at that and make your life according to that. For example, just one example that came to mind, after making imamat, the faraz namaz, then see after Zuhar, Maghrib and Isha, the imam should stay on his place facing Qibla and make a short dua. After Fajr and after Asr, the imam turns around a little bit and makes a dua. After Fajr and Asr, it can be a longer dua. But after Zuhar, Maghrib and Isha, then it should be a short dua. And also in the dua, make it known the dua has started. Like just saying Alhamdulillah at the beginning. And then read the rest of the dua softly. And the end of the dua, again make the last part a bit loudly so people know the dua has ended. Though it is not part of namaz, and we don't follow the imam in the dua. Everyone makes his own dua. But it is a collective dua. Because people also understand that from here, what you are going to learn here, you'll go out to your, back to your home countries, your hometowns. And unfortunately still in the ummah, it largely it is to make loud dua. And they'll say, we don't even know dua has started and ended. When you started, when you ended. And they will make that an excuse to fight against the sirri, quiet dua, which is the sunnah dua. To make dua, and everyone makes his own masnoon sunnah dua quietly. So people will have an objection. And also, many of our students, we go back and we are overtaken by the people at home. And many make again that same sing-song, a dua that has got no life in it, just to make the people happy. They just make a dua like a sing-song type of thing, and make everyone happy, and there's no essence of dua in that. Dua is something else that you are asking of Allah. You are not singing something to Allah Ta'ala. You have to be asking of Allah. So see the practice that is here. Well, practice is very important. The ta'amul. In fact, Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali's whole mazhab is on the ta'amul of Ahl Medina. What the people of Medina, what their ta'amul, their practice was, the whole mazhab of Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali is on that. So the ta'amul of our akabir, follow that. You people have come from different places. Allah has been kind to us. We stayed in Dioban for so long, and we saw the practice of our akabir. Whether it was Dioban, whether it was Saharanpur, whether it was Jalalabad, whether it was Dabil, we saw how our buzurgs, their practice was. So that is which we try and implement here, and we want you to learn that also, not only the kitabs, but the practice that you see here, try and implement that. And so anyway, now coming towards the end of the year, it is mentioned, Al-Ibratu Bil-Khawatim. All matters are judged how by the end they are. So for many students, it's the end of 1 year studies. For some students, it's the final year and the end of our studies. We will be leaving the madrasa, and at the end of everything, there should be a mixture in our feelings. And this, if it should be natural. If it's not natural, then you can work towards it, make it. One side, we are sad that now, we are leaving the madrasa for the holidays, we are going away. And all those who have completed are leaving permanently, that sad feeling. Happy we must be that Allah gave us the tawfiq, we studied. 1 more year of our studies are completed. Whichever kitabs we were studying, how many suparas we have done, the HIF students we have completed, and we look forward to the front. Then at the end now, especially on Thursday night, when all the imtihani are almost practically finished, then especially as youngsters, we get this feeling of freedom. And we just want to do anything and everything. And though you don't want to, it's not in you, but shaitan makes it like that. And he makes many students do very terrible things. Youngsters, they do terrible things. Shaitan leads them. Vandalism, graffiti, all these things, all funny things Shaitan makes you do, which you won't do on your own. It's not in you. You don't like it also, but Shaitan makes you. So be very careful of that last night, playing fools with, on other students, troubling other students, staying awake till night, etc. This is really that night that a person should make tawbah istighfar, make salatu tawbah, cry to Allah for all our shortcomings, and not indulge in all these haram activities as the people do who haven't got iman. People in colleges, universities, schools have matric balls, etc. That's completely contrary to our way of life. Yeah, it is more humbleness, begging Allah to accept, begging Him to forgive us our wrongs, our shortcomings, etc. So keep that in mind. Then the jalsa is meant for the students, and the students should be present first, and perhaps we'll have to come to that stage where we have to implement. I've seen some madrasas, the jalsa before, like if the jalsa is going to start 9 o'clock in the morning, by 8:30, all students have to be there, and their roll call is taken. And not only the students, even the ustads I saw, they all, the ustads have to sit one side, and the students have to sit one side. And then the public starts coming and filling the place. So, yeah, it is for the students. And every student, like if he's having some program, a bayan in the jalsa, or some ash'ar he's rendering, Naat Sharif, whatever, qirat, he would like people to be there. So if you are there for others' programs, well, other people come for your program. And when you are completing, you would also want people to be present. So if you are present for the other people's, then people will be present for your program also. So try and be present for all the programs and try and come before time. Don't come late. The visitors come and we are still not here. We should be the first. And in the jalsa, there must be students who have volunteered to help also. And or even if you haven't volunteered, but please try and help in the serving, etc., in other matters, keeping the rooms tidy. People, visitors come and they'll walk past the rooms, and if they have to see the rooms untidy, it gives a very poor reflection. So try and see that you maintain the cleanliness of your rooms, especially the cleanliness of the madrasa. Be helpful in the jalsa. And people who come, especially people who are strangers, like who have come the first time, whether they are local or from overseas, try and be helpful to them. Especially an old person, show him where the toilets are, and not only show him, but walk with him. Show him where the meals are taking place, and walk with him and tell him, I will take you, uncle, come with me. I will take you. So let our akhlaq be also good. Then when the jalsa is finished, and all will be leaving from here, then we will be in major in three, four types of groups. One group will be those people who are going home. At home, please, with your parents, have a good relationship. Don't think your parents are your servants and they must do everything for you. Realize you have to be like a servant, in fact, like a slave in front of your parents. Children normally demand from their parents, we want this, we want that, etc. We must be of service to them. But your brothers and sisters, don't start fights, etc. Stay nicely with them. And very important, what we have learned, try and implement it. Try and show them what you have learned, our akhlaq, etc. But unfortunately for many of us, we don't learn akhlaq, only our kitabs. We are not interested in namaz also. So even when we go home, there is no akhlaq, there is no namaz or anything. And just our academic work. And we expect everyone to be that we have come, all must be at our service, everyone must do everything for us. If we have learned what it is to be a Muslim, forget being a Hafiz or an Alim, then we will be of service to them. How many times we get complaints here, then they phone that the whole house, all are making Fajr, but our son who came from Darul Uloom, he's not making Fajr. It's what a bad light and how bad it shows that they try their best to get us up for Fajr. We don't get up. The whole family is getting up for Fajr. All are reading Quran Sharif, but we don't read Quran Sharif. So our akhlaq, then in the town, make our namazes with jamaat in our masjid. And our akhlaq, what we are supposed to have learned, you have read Riyadh al-Salihin, Targhib, other kitabs, all these things are discussed. Then show your akhlaq, show your Islamic color and your Islamic character, your namazes with jamaat. Meet the ulama and senior people in the town, especially those ulama who taught you when you were a small child. They perhaps had taught you Alif Ba Ta Tha, Nazra, etc. And not only meet them, but take a little present for them also. Whatever you can, and go and ask them for du'as. And those who are completing, especially those who have done iftar also, don't go there and act like you're the big mufti, and you know everything, and they are all jahils. The old ulama there, we treat them as though they know nothing, and that they haven't done anything. We're going to be doing everything. Humbleness is a great, great quality. And pride is a thing which Allah Ta'ala dislikes. If our ilm has brought pride in us, we have lost everything. If we have become humble in front of everyone, we will go very far in life. So in the town also, and the elderly people in the town, go and meet them also, make salam to them, sit with them, ask them for du'as, ask them for advice, especially the old ulama. Don't try and that you're a know-all, and you everything, and you expect now you have graduated, now all must show you respect and that. Now you show your humbleness. So at home, try and stay properly. Others will be going in jamaat, hidayat will be going, be given that how we should spend our time in jamaat. Others will be staying here in the khanqah, that also hidayat will be given. Others will be going for taraweeh to various places. There also many times we get complaints. We are gone for taraweeh, but we're not there for namazes, we don't get up for fajr, etc. We came for taraweeh, we are reading the whole Quran, but we are not there for fajr. We are not there for other namazes. We are late all the time. Sometimes, some necessity you got late is excused, but like a habit, every time you are late. So these things are not acceptable. So if you are going for, and also those going for taraweeh to various places, be very careful that you don't get influenced. Because in many cases, you have got a lot of free time. And an idle mind is a devil's workshop. But don't get involved in wrong things. Drugs, girls, all other things, because you've got free time. You're a good hafiz, you know your door. You don't have to learn it so much, and you have a lot of free time. Don't get involved in other things. And many places where we go to foreign countries, there is no Islamic environment. Even in Ramzan, there is no Islamic environment. And now you learnt your door, finished. Now you are sitting free. And today, with the cell phone, all the evils which are on the cell phone, don't get involved in all this filth and dirt. So you went and try and do good, and don't that you lose your whole life. Like commonly it happens at a matric ball, students, boys, girls who got 6, 7, 8 distinctions, in that one night, their whole life for the future is destroyed. Somebody becomes a drug addict, a girl's become pregnant that night, and the whole future of that child is destroyed. So don't let the Ramzan be a cause of your destruction in this way. Spend your time correctly, and you will go more further in righteousness. May Allah give us tawfiq, and guide us, and protect us from all evil, and from all fitna. Wa akhiru da'wana.